There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Somebody told us it was Friday, and we are more than excited. PXY Mornings, my name is Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
That's Moose.
Bruce is drunk. Classic. Dry January, out the window. It's PXY Mornings with Bruce and Breezy. Yeah!
There is a... There's a little screwball underneath me, a couple of White Claws. We're just trying to get after it this morning, and you should too. Not when you're driving, though. 585-252-9800. It's time to...
clear the air. Should we start with a hate text?
I don't see why not.
Personally, I think Breezy is the most rude human being I've ever heard speak. When I see her on the street, period... I refuse to let her pet my dog. Oh, babe, don't worry. I'm not petting your dog. I'm so good on that. I'm so good. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. Mimi here. People who don't make their bed every morning are sloppy in every aspect of their life. There, I said it.
Mimi. I don't know who you are, but I feel this connection with you this morning.
Yes, you do. You hate an unmade bed.
I do.
Hate an unmade bed.
Shannon says, I'm honestly not trying to be that girl this morning, but hands down, leggings are not made for everyone. You know who you are. There, I said it. All right.
Okay. Keep the hate rolling. Keep the hate train
let's
rolling.
Let's go.
Choo-choo. All right.
Carol says, I'm not sure why I married a handyman, considering my husband can't even hammer a nail without injuring himself. There, I said it. Gina says, you guys... my boyfriend convinced me to take a gummy last night while watching The Conjuring movie, and I thought it was going to end in a hospital visit. I will never do that again. Gummies are not fun. There, I said it.
Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. They do not hit for me. I will tell you that much.
What do you mean?
I cannot partake in marijuana.
You freak out.
In any sense of the word. Whether I'm eating it, whether I'm smoking it, whether I'm drinking
it. 420 girl over
here.
Huge
kush girl. Yeah.
Huge kush girl. You know everything there is to know, right, about the ganj.
Oh, yeah. Huge ganj girl. Yeah. So there's that.
Let's go over to Matt. Guys, I quit my job yesterday, and I'm finally realizing how much stress and anxiety working in a stupid cubicle has caused me. sometimes it's better to just go through life without a job. There, I said it. Well, congratulations, Matt, for breaking the chains loose and finding your true purpose, whatever that may be.
Yeah. Start woodworking, you know?
Yeah.
This person says, Harry Potter, the series, is not really that great. There, I said it. The first movie came out when I was in kindergarten. Are they still making movies? Are they still making Harry Potter movies? Or what?
I mean, they're spinoffs, but no, they're done.
They're done.
I love them. You know, as a 40-year-old man, I like to watch the whole series during the holidays.
Just like not down with like the warlock of dragons of it all. But what do I know?
Okay.
I'm not a mystical gal. I'm just not. There, I said it. Yeah.
What's up, Matt? No, that's just Tony. I'm done with Lilac Festival and every other festival in this city. No, nobody wants to deal with a bunch of dudes at Spectrum handing out pamphlets. There, I said it.
Oh my God, you're so wrong about Lilac Festival. First of all, it's back and better than ever, baby. This year, it's going to be different. I already talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they added more security.
And a walking trail and a non-alcoholic bar and beverage service.
Ooh, doesn't that sound enticing, you guys?
Go hang. This person says, watermelon is the worst artificial flavor there is. There, I said it. Yeah.
Hot take.
It is a hot take. Mine for today is this. If you can't handle even mildly spicy, I don't trust you. There, I said it. Like, I'm not talking massively spicy. I'm not talking extra, extra hot wings. But if you can't even do medium spice wings, something's wrong.
So
something's wrong, Patricia.
Last year, we do this company chili cook-off. And Breezy brings in her award-winning famous turkey chili. And it is
chicken.
Who cares? It's really good. But out of her purse, out of her Louis Vuitton, she pulls a Ziploc bag full of crushed red pepper.
Yeah.
I said, you carry that around wherever you go? She goes, it's for the chili.
Yeah.
I said, well, that was very nice of you to not dump that entire thing in the pot of chili because not everybody likes it hot.
Yeah. One time I did do that when I brought it over to a friend's house and he nearly went into cardiac arrest. So I wasn't taking any chances. Not in the workplace.
The thing about me is that I suffer from acid reflux.
Yeah, so does my girlfriend.
But I love to sweat when I eat. I like everything super spicy. So my doctor's like, hey, you've had a cough for a long time, and it's due to your acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts me on this medication. It gets rid of it. And, you know, me being stubborn or just liking spicy things, what's the first thing I do? Put red pepper flakes and hot sauce on my food.
Classic.
When am I going to learn?
You never will, folks. He never will.
Mine for today is, this might be a hot take for you guys, but after watching the new O.J. Simpson documentary last night on Netflix, and this may come off as a shock to some of you, but so be it. Even though O.J. was found innocent, I think there's a possibility that he may be guilty.
Wow. Really sticking your neck out for that one.
There, I said it.
Super hot take. Even hotter than the spicy chili. Yeah, no, I mean, your little did say that years ago, so.
And then I'll go over to Chuck that says, yo, I think people should stop normalizing being late. Stop disrespecting other people's time. And this message is strictly for my wife, Lynn. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. You too, big Chuck. Call it his wife.
Why
out.
Is everyone big?
I'd like to add it.
These guys that we've never met that you call big are like 4'10". So there's that.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit.